All right, I think it's time for our daily devotional, right?
It is.
And we're going to continue on today with Nick Vuhisic. Nick is somebody we saw in Wichita Falls, Texas, in a large stadium. Hundreds of people came down and gave their life to Christ after they heard the man with no limbs give his motivational message.
Yes.
This is day 4.
Of Be the Hands and Feet.
A mission to love.
Yes.
Sometimes non-believers are experienced at debating. They want to test the authenticity of your beliefs. For natural opportunities to tell others about Jesus, you have to be prepared and knowledgeable on some level.
At the same time, don't be fooled into thinking that God cannot use you, even if you lack understanding of all aspects in the faith. When we first find Jesus in our lives, we get fired up to tell everyone. That fire sometimes fades if we feel the need to be perfect and all-knowing of Scripture before we can share.
It's so common.
It is. It's very common. You don't have to have every answer, people.
I don't know enough to even talk about this, so I just keep my mouth shut. You don't have to know anything. Lean on the Holy Spirit. Lean on what the Bible says. It's not about what you say. It's about what the Bible says.
And share your story.
Yeah, it's all about your story. My cousin Daniel and I have had many conversations about faith, the writer says. This is Nick talking again. He's one of my most knowledgeable, intelligent, and real people I know, and he always will tell you what he thinks. Some people debate because they like to debate. I don't believe that's Daniel's reasoning. He thinks logically and asks why God doesn't always show up at the times we think he would, such as to alleviate famine and suffering. Daniel always brings up some fantastic points. We enjoy talking, even when it gets heated. Our conversations always end in a hug and European cousin kisses on the cheek.
Daniel's brother has told me that the fact that God didn't give me limbs is one reason my family has doubts about God's goodness. My cousin can't accept that a loving God would leave me, his devoted follower, without arms and legs.
I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33.
So I have tried to explain that the Bible clearly shows that pain, sickness, disabilities, suffering, and death came in after sin was instigated by Satan himself. Our broken pieces, hurts, and shame can be turned to good by God the Redeemer. God often uses those things that once seemed terrible to help others see the true hope, joy, love, and peace we can have through Him, even amid the storms.
My mission is not to convert Daniel or anyone else. Instead, my mission is to love him and everyone as I encourage them to begin walking with Jesus. It's not about failing Daniel. It's about failing my Heavenly Father when He says, "Speak," and I don't. God's love doesn't change. All I want to do is serve Him and see others set free to find their true value, purpose, path, and freedom.
Mm-hmm. So, who is one person in your life right now who needs to know about Jesus? Think about how you could bring up a conversation with him or her. Share your story.
That's why we love Nick. Those three are all golden nuggets right there. Home runs. Nick Vuhisic, the man without limbs, who is blessed eternally. Mm-hmm. Be the hands and feet, he says. He's on a mission to love. Lord, thank you for this knowledge that it's not about pressuring others into believing anything, of course, Lord. It's just about your story, just about sharing your love. Lord, we thank you so much for people like Nick, but especially for Nick, and for his heart, and for the purpose that you've given him and each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.